10 years ago, I interviewed a World War II veteran named Bob. Bob is one of thousands of individuals that I've interviewed over the years, and no one has impacted my life quite the way he has. Bob lived alone, was a widower, had macular degeneration, and was nearing his 90th birthday when I first met him. At this time in my life, I was struggling in survival mode and racing towards the exit of an emotionally abusive marriage with a narcissist. In fact, I was at my lowest low when I walked into Bob's home that day. The first thing Bob said to me was, "When you get to be my age, everyone thinks you're senile. I say mess with people." Bob shared with me his life story, including his adventures during World War II as a spy and his subsequent career at Eli Lilly and Company as a pioneer of medical photography. He was interesting and funny. In fact, he was the first happy old man I'd ever encountered, because most older men are curmudgeons due to some health issue. For reasons I could not comprehend, I asked Bob if I could return the following week to read him my rough draft. On my next visit, Bob was quiet and reserved. We sat in silence for a long time before he spoke. And when he did, what he said changed my life forever. He broke our silence with, "I missed out on marrying the love of my life. I don't know if she's dead or alive, but I need to find her and ask her for forgiveness." I asked him, "What did you do?" And he replied, "I never asked her to marry me." Bob had not spoken of this woman in 67 years. Her name is Joy. This moment completely altered the trajectory of my life. If you follow me on social media, you can see Bob, me, and Joy in photos that I've posted. And he was able to ask that burning question that took him 67 years to articulate. She said yes. My memoir, which you can sign up on my website to receive updates on its release, is titled Finding Joy. So naturally, I named my initial podcast Finding Joy with Kara. The first two seasons of my podcast feature inspiring individuals with amazing stories. I started my podcast because after writing thousands of human interest stories, listening to someone share their own story in their own words is powerful. Each episode features people who have all found joy in their own lives and are making the world a better place in their own unique way. When something unexpected happens in our lives, just like in the movies, everyone and everything seems to freeze, and the background soundtrack abruptly stops with the sound of a needle across vinyl, a record scratch. My record scratch moment was when my son, Jake, died in a car accident on February 19th, 2022. He was 16. It's been over a year since that fateful day, which completely disrupted my life. And it's taken me up to now to rediscover my voice. All of us will inevitably experience record scratch moments in our lives. These big, disruptive moments require an immense amount of resiliency to move forward with our lives. We are never the same. Recovery from trauma is not a DIY situation. I am surrounded by incredibly loving and supportive humans who've helped me tremendously since losing my son, Jake. So the pivot to rebranding season 3 of my podcast, Record Scratch, feels more natural for where I am right now in my life. Yes, I found joy in the full double entendre meaning. And now I honor those disruptive events in our lives and how we move forward. My guests explore their record scratch moments and are not only inspirational. We share resources and tools to help you along your own healing journey. Authenticity is greatly important to me. So those featured on my podcast are people who walk their talk. Trauma encompasses a vast spectrum. There's no competition and no judgment as we speak about varying topics, including generational trauma, grief, PTSD, and what we can do to heal our wounds and be better humans. Please follow me on social media and subscribe to this podcast. New episodes will drop weekly. And thank you so much for listening to Record Scratch. Record Scratch is sponsored by Adam Gibson Design.